Oh, my God, it happened again.
She's trying to materialize. Are you still holding the rope?
Yes, yes. And again.
John, stay calm. Believe. Believe.
I believe.
Release your hands, my love. Come to me.
Where?
Beside you. Here. Can you feel my touch?
Yes. Yes.
Then hold me. Hold me as you used to.
Yes.
Now kiss me, John. Kiss me, my love.
I don't think so, thank you.
Now, what's going on?
Everyone stay calm.
Let me free.
Including you, please, madam.
You're breaking my arm.
No, I'm not, but you'll break it yourself if you don't stop struggling.
All right. All right.
That's better. I've got her, Holmes.
You underestimate yourself, Doctor. So, what you've got is all three of them. That's better. Magnesium flares have their uses, but they're hard on the eyes.
You're trespassing. You broke in like a common thief.
I'll be sure to mention it to the police when they arrive.
Well, well, quite a haul. Two confidence tricksters and their accomplice.
If this is your idea of a joke, sir...
There's no point in pretending, Colonel. I know too much.
So, this whole evening was just a charade.
Colonel, I'm sorry. It was the only way.
You've made a big mistake, the pair of you. You're finished, Warburton. Now it'll all come out, your sordid little secret.
We'll ruin you and your worthless son.
I don't think so.
No!
Give me the gun, Colonel.
Keep your distance, Holmes.
Colonel.
You too, Doctor. And you can spare me the pitying look. They were vermin. If you know everything, you know that.
I never said I knew everything.
Then, be good enough to tell me exactly what you do know.
I know that the Bessemers were no more in touch with the next world than I am. And I know how they made your messages and your ring so impressively accurate. Their knowledge came from an impeccable source. You.
Go on.
We also suspect that you've been feeding the Bessemers information on your various friends before you persuaded them to come to the seances.
And that you gave a helping hand in the dark by releasing your control on the medium. Are we right?
Quite right. And do you know why?
Because the Bessemers were blackmailing you.
I never realized what a relief it would be to have it known. I almost feel I should thank you.
Somehow, they discovered the secret you've worked for so long to keep hidden. The secret you've spent a fortune to conceal.
You really do know everything, then? No. We know that this secret concerns your son. Beyond that, we know nothing. My son, it was a foolish indiscretion many years ago. He's repented it ever since.
And you've successfully kept it from the eyes and the ears of the world.
Not just the world, Mr. Holmes. The regiment. Michael has a glorious career in front of him. If the news had become known, he would have been finished. And the regiment itself, it would have been tainted. And the Bessemers threatened you with exactly that. In return for their silence, I had to go along with their preposterous lies. I had to convince friends, valued friends, of the wonder of it all. And, to my lasting shame, I had to profane the memory of my wife for the sake of their play acting.
Eventually, you ran out of friends to introduce. The Bessemers saw your usefulness coming to an end.
And they demanded my very home, a final payment.
And you gave it, at the cost of your own reputation.
What was that to me? Do you have a son, Mr. Holmes?
No.
Well, perhaps if you had, you would understand. Look at this scene. Not exactly the glory of the battlefield. Hey, Watson. Oh, no, Colonel. No. Damaging to the regiment.
I'm afraid so.
Unless, of course, it was the work of a lunatic.
Colonel?
Someone not responsible for his actions. Then the only blame would be on him.